This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Big story of the hour is Jennifer's cat got out of the house. She's wandering around the neighborhood. Is there anybody driving around Los Angeles? Look out for Jennifer's cat.
Wait, is this real? No. What are you talking about?
Why would he even say that?
I don't know.
That's just weird.
Set a tone that is different.
The tone that her cat's life might be in danger?
No.
Nice.
Just how walking
and that
around.
Mine might be, too, since I'm wandering the neighborhood.
Well, maybe you should move to a better neighborhood. That could be.
God.
Under the circumstances.
Wow.
Oh,
happy
my
Friday.
God.
Wouldn't it be nice
today
to have those resources to be able to do that?
Yes, it would be fabulous. It is Friday the 13th. That's why I was thinking about cats, Victoria. Black cats. All kinds of things happen on Friday the 13th. Don't let a black cat get in front of you or behind you. Don't go under the ladder. All that silly stuff that people worry about. You have any superstitions? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The Friday the 13th superstitions. Are either of you superstitious?
This I don't like walking under ladders, and I don't like opening umbrellas indoors. But that's about
really?
It.
Why?
Oh, I didn't know about the umbrella one.
My mom used to freak every time I would like, look, Mom, I have an umbrella. And she'd be like, don't do that. So she like beat it into me that you shouldn't open umbrellas.
But why?
For whatever reason. I don't know.
I don't know.
So my mother, she told me.
Okay, Miss Sweeney, thank you.
Mom tells you, then it's real.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mama said there'd be days like this. There'd be days like this, my mama said. Today is actually not only Friday the 13th, but it's World Kindness Day, ladies. Introduced as a day of observation by the World Kindness Movement. Who else? Last year, the organization was registered as an official NGO, which is a non-governmental organization under Swiss law, but the history of the group stretches back to a convention in Tokyo back in 1997. A group of institutions and associations based in countries all around the world, Australia, Thailand, the U.S., and Britain, have been assembled at this conference because of their dedication to being champions of kindness. The initial configuration of the World Kindness Movement would form as a result of this event, and the written declaration of their inception stating their pledge to join together to build a kinder and more compassionate world. This is my day. This is the way it needs to be. I wonder if we'll have people in our country or elsewhere who have not signed on to this maybe come along and see, come on along and listen to all of these nice stories. Back in 98, they facilitated the launch of the inaugural World Kindness Day. The purpose, as outlined, is to, quote, highlight good deeds in the community, focusing on the positive power and the common thread of kindness, which should bind us together. Yep.
Okay, so I just did a little research.
Yeah, did you? And?
About why people are weird. And a lot of it goes back to Egypt, which is kind of weird. So,
people are weird? Is that what
you mean
about cats?
No, about not going under a ladder. I told you that, and about the umbrella.
Yes.
So the ladder, it originates 5,000 years ago in ancient Egypt. A ladder leaning against a wall forms a triangle, and Egyptians regarded it as a sacred shape. That's why they made their pyramids into triangles. To them, it represented the trinity of the gods, and to pass through a triangle was to desecrate them. So you went around them.
Oh.
How about that?
That's some good trivia. I love that. At ladder, because I didn't answer your question, Doug, but walking under a ladder is my only superstition. There, yeah. I don't have any others. I don't care about, you know,
umbrellas,
cats,
or whatever. You know how you came by it?
No idea. I heard about it as a kid, and I think one time I accidentally did walk under a ladder that was like, up on big scaffolding, and I got really freaked out.
Really?
So I just never did it again, but that's the
only one. I think that's how it comes about, because some people have like fallen off of ladders and Well, things fall down from things,
right.
You know, up in the air. And
but it's weird. It's based back to ancient Egypt, and then they say centuries later, people who followed Jesus usurped the superstition, interpreting it in light of Christ's death because there was a ladder that had rested against the crucifix, and that symboled wickedness and betrayal and death. In England in the 1600s, criminals were forced to walk under a ladder on their way to the gallows, which is kind of interesting.
Ooh, and then for that's the, scary.
Yeah, then for an umbrella, don't open an umbrella inside, it's bad luck, has also dated back to Egypt, where they say that it was similar to the pharaoh's sunshades. It was believed that opening away from the sun was disrespectful to the sun god.
Hmm.
There's
all
also
right.
Broken mirrors, spilling salt.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Knocking on wood.
Ever break a mirror?
I have, yeah, when I've dropped compacts, I've broken mirrors, mm-hmm. and it freaks me out every time.
Compacts,
the other
one, look at when you're putting on, when you're farting?
Well, once you break, when I'm what?
What?
Farting. You don't know what farting is?
What's wrong with you today?
Nothing's wrong with me today. Do you know what farting is?
Yeah?
What? What? No, you don't know, no.
No, that I guess I don't.
Bad. No,
well,
it ends with a D, not with a T.
Okay.
That he's putting makeup on in the car. That's, if you look it up,
oh, no,
you'll find that that's what
that.
It means. Huh?
I don't usually do that. I'm not one of those
people.
Oh,
what are you talking about? A compact.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the compact is like a pile. Like, you know, if you drop some, like, if you put it in your bag and drop it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, other superstitions? 13, being unlucky. Black cat crossing your path.
See?
Hanging a horseshoe on your door for good luck. And then this is one we all do. So you know what? If you say you're not superstitious, you're lying. Because if you say bless you after a sneeze, that's a superstition.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just say it because it's rude to not acknowledge it, I guess. But yeah. I didn't know that that was a superstition.
Why is it rude
thing?
To not acknowledge somebody
when someone sneezes? I don't know.
No. That's another one of those things. Where'd that come from?
Pope
do
Gregory.
A little more research, will you, Jennifer?
I got it. I have all of them right here. Pope Gregory urged the healthy to pray for the sick and ordered that lighthearted responses to sneezes, such as may you enjoy good health, be replaced by more urgent God bless you if a person sneezed when alone. The Pope recommended that they say a prayer for themselves in the form of God help me as it happened. But that,
by the way, did you know
the
Vatican?
COVID, maybe that makes sense.
Speaking of that, the Vatican is one of the few places in the world that doesn't have, is virus free, doesn't have any virus going on there at all. I wonder how they've avoided that under the circumstances.
Especially
there are a few islands
no
in the Pacific Ocean. Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
So the question of the day coming back around to kindness, do you think Joe Biden can heal this country as divided as it is? Is he a kinder, gentler person and therefore somebody who can fix whatever it is? Because a lot of people are saying it is time to heal America, so can he do it? And is it up to him or is it up to us? Is it up to everybody? Why would it be up to just one person? It's good to have someone who's the leader who demonstrates the sort of thing that most of us would like to see, but isn't it up to you, up to me, to heal the country, to be able to fix what it is?
I reject the premise that the country's broken. Actually.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way because most people do. I certainly don't think.
I think. Well, I mean, what does it mean to heal the country? I mean, I think
get
a country
beyond the nastiness of people being rude and crude and insolent.
The healing means to me that people want homogenized thought, and I don't think the country
no,
works
not
best
what it means
that
at all.
Way.
No,
I think people who say, people who have been screaming about healing over the last couple of weeks are the people who have been licking Prozac for 4 years because they can't handle Trump. So, I mean, I don't know.
I can handle Trump, but I don't like listening to this stuff. I don't feel that it's productive or positive. I just don't. I think it's not necessary.
And that's your feeling, right?
It is my feeling. Yeah, and a lot of people feel the same way. It isn't constructive. He's gotten a lot of things done, but how much more could he have gotten done if he was able to work a little bit better with people and not make fun of them and you know, basically
be a jerk. To be honest, I mean, you have to look at what it was thrown at him. I mean, from day one, they delegitimized him. From day one, there was investigation after investigation. His output was bigger than any president in their first 4 years in office, based on, especially when you consider.
So why didn't he get reelected?
Being thrown at him. I don't know. I think because we have a really big problem with our election system. I really believe that. And I do believe that a lot of people just don't like him. I think there's a lot of hatred out there, and that's fine. I mean, look, elections are elections, and people aren't guaranteed.
But not everybody likes you. Not everybody likes me. Not everybody likes Victoria.
And but that's great. I celebrate.
We don't. You don't go around creating situations. You're one of the kindest, sweetest, gentlest people that I know.
If people don't like me, is it my job to heal them?
I agree, or I embrace the reality that not everybody's going to like you. Not everybody likes me.
Exactly.
I'm being sued by a couple of people right now, as a matter of fact, who think I'm Satan personified. But I'm
You got my lawsuit?
You're also not the president. You know, I think that there is a different responsibility when you're the president. And you can just, and everyone can say, well, you know, if you don't like how I am, then fine or whatever. I just think that there should be a higher standard when you're sitting in that office.
The problem is,
and there have been plenty of other presidents, by the way, Republicans and Democrats alike, who have faced just as bad as Trump in a different circumstances, but people who have faced things, you know, look at the horrible, horrible racist things that were thrown at Obama for 8 years. He never once took the bait. He never rose to that. And Trump thrives on taking that.
We have to acknowledge some truth here, and that is that his White House set booby traps in Trump's White House.
That's not true. That's not
Victoria,
true.
I know you don't want to believe that it is, but you have
to
look at the facts.
And you want to believe that it is true, but
I'm looking at the facts. I acknowledge that not everybody likes President Trump, but I do know that President Obama, did he or did he not, spy on Trump's campaign?
Oh, my God, the spying on the campaign.
He did. Well, here's the thing. It's true.
It's not dismissive. There are some things that lead one to believe that these people have gone back and forth because they didn't like each other. You listen to the rhetoric. It comes from Obama toward Trump and Trump toward Obama.
Yeah.
It's just damn disrespectful.
Well, right. Obama bit his tongue for a really long time.
But here's the thing. I would rather someone tell me how they feel all the time than give me nice words and be working like a mad scientist behind the scenes. And so this is why I don't think being presidential is all that important, because people who have been presidential have lied to our faces and done some really bad stuff all while they're being kind.
The problem with this discussion is we're talking about the past. We're not talking about the present. We are here and now. I don't give a damn what Trump did over the last 4 years. He's done. I don't give a damn what Obama did. Every once in a while, I take a shot at George Bush because of Iraq. But there's nothing we can do about any of these people and what they've done. What we can do is start fresh right here, right now, on Friday, November 13th, to have a different attitude. That's up to you, up to individuals. Keep throwing back in my face what Obama did, what Trump did.
But the problem is, it doesn't fix anything. But that this person helped Obama do those things.
But Jennifer, so what?
You can't change the country for four years.
You cannot change that. It's over and done. So we move on.
Is it okay then to endorse the practices that were used against your political
opponent? I'm not endorsing anything.
I'm saying this is why people have some doubts.
Your question was,
can he heal? And I say, I don't know that the country's broken, and I don't know that it's one person's job to heal us. And so you ask that question. That's my answer.
Here, if you ask the question, how can I get a healthier brain and a better life, I'm going to send you to Prevagen. Prevagen is the daily supplemental routine. It's a capsule you take in the morning, one night, a lot of vitamin D in it, takes care of your brain. So if you're getting older, and who among us is not, I think we all are getting a little more every day, add Prevagen to your daily routine for improvement in age-related cognitive impairments. Prevagen for a healthier brain and a better life, if you please. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Great deals on the hottest brands.
Staples has this year's must-have gifts for working or learning from home.
Like Apple AirPods, great for video conferences or online classes.
And now at Staples, Apple AirPods Pro are just $194. You save $55.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Get the most wonderful deals on gifts this holiday at Staples.
Ends 11/14. In-store only. Limit 2. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Thank you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Is there are two groups that are going to be heard this year at the Super Bowl. That announcement made the halftime show. We all know that there's a great attention given to these people. So the announcement is that they're going to have some music for those who like the weekdays and some music for those who like the weekend. The weekend is actually the announcer headlining the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show. He's a Grammy Award-winning artist. You didn't even get the joke there.
Oh, I got it. Didn't you hear me go?
Huh. I didn't hear that. He said, we all grew up watching the world's biggest acts playing on the Super Bowl. Maybe you do, pal. I didn't. But one can only dream of being in the position of playing in the Super Bowl. I'm humbled, honored, and ecstatic to be the center of that infamous stage this year.
What do you mean you didn't grow up watching? What does that mean? Because I grew up watching the Super Bowl halftime show.
I didn't.
Oh, okay, you didn't.
What does it mean?
You had an eclectic life, Victoria, I guess.
What does it mean, infamous? Why would it be infamous? I thought the people who were there were famous for that. What's
it? It's a make or break stage, let's be honest. Yeah. If you're Lady Gaga, then you're the most amazing performer ever. And if you're Adam Levine, it practically has ruined their career.
See.
Yeah,
okay.
you become a snoozer.
Yep. So the game is going to be held on February 7th next year, Tampa Bay. The chief media officer of the NFL said, quote, halftime show performances have a history of excellence and creativity, and we look forward to seeing what will be brought to Super Bowl, what is it, 55? I think it's 55, right?
If you're Tampa Bay, and this happened to Los Angeles, too. Los Angeles was supposed to have the Major League Baseball All-Star Game this year, and of course, that got canceled because of COVID. If you're Tampa Bay, and you feel like, oh, score, I finally got the Super Bowl, and then you get it this year, it's kind of a bummer. There has to be a lot of unknown about what's going to be allowed, right? And
right,
what the crowd will be.
Yep.
All of that.
Yep.
We'll be on the downhill side of the virus by then. Biggest artists over the years have performed there: Prince, Gaga, Beyonce, Bruno Mars, Jennifer Lopez, Shakira. After a year that's been void of live music, a lot of people are very eager to watch the weekend transform this big stage with, hopefully, at least that is what the media officer said, an unforgettable performance. J-Lo and Shakira co-headlined last year's halftime show, you may remember. About 103 million people watched it, actually. More than the average of 99 million for the Super Bowl broadcast as a whole. Halftime show has drawn more viewers than the game for a lot of years. So there's a lot of great promotion. They do not pay these people, right? They come and perform, and not the attention that they get is, I guess, worth the time and the effort. I guess it is if you're 100 million people are going to see it. Good promotion.
It's like 100 million minus Doug. Yeah. You're like, no one watches this. Oh, 103 million people did last year.
I didn't say no one watched it. I just said, I don't watch it. So, it's okay. To each his own.
You didn't tune in for J-Lo and Shakira?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I don't think I've gone out of my way to see.
That was a great performance.
Well, mostly it's on a Sunday afternoon, and I'm busy doing other stuff on Sunday afternoons. Right, isn't it? Or is it Sunday evening? When there's other better television on, so.
Oh, nothing ever goes up against the Super Bowl.
Yeah. A good movie from time to time. All right, 28 after the hour here on the DJD Friday DJV Friday program.
If I should stay,
I guess we're not going to go out where we normally would.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV. I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured and not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A manhunt is underway in Arkansas after police officer from Delta Inn West Helena is shot and killed overnight. Latarius Howard was last seen driving a maroon SUV in East Arkansas. Federal health officials have reached an agreement with pharmacies across the United States to distribute free coronavirus vaccines. The goal eventually is to make getting a COVID-19 vaccine like getting a flu shot. Thursday's agreement covers about 3 in 5 pharmacies in all 50 states and U.S. territories. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has a stimulus update.
There's a good chance if you didn't already receive a stimulus check via the CARES Act relief package, you may still be eligible for one. In fact, the IRS says there's about 9 million Americans who have yet to claim their $1,200 check, and they've recently extended the deadline to claim missing checks until the 21st of November. To claim your check if you haven't received one, head to IRS.gov.
USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
If former Vice President Joe Biden is elected, what would some of his policies be? Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Trump continues to contest the election, but if Joe Biden is sworn into office next January 20th, he would likely issue a flood of executive orders on abortion, the climate, and immigration. Biden has also indicated that he would join the Paris Climate Accords and also take us back to the 2016-2015 foreign policy, much of the same that was under former President Barack Obama. H.R. McMaster tells Fox News he believes this would be a huge mistake.
Yeah, it would be a really big mistake, Brett, to try to turn the clock back to 2016 and resurrect the Iran nuclear deal. The Iran nuclear deal was a political disaster masquerading as a diplomatic triumph. It was a fundamentally flawed agreement.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Major League Baseball named its most valuable players Thursday night. Freddie Freeman of the Atlanta Braves took home the National League Award, becoming the first Brave to win the MVP since Chipper Jones in 1999. Freeman hit .341 with 13 homers and 53 RBIs in 60 games after contracting COVID-19 before the beginning of the delayed season. Chicago White Sox slugger Jose Abreu won the award in the American League after leading the majors in RBIs and helping the White Sox to their first playoff berth since 2008. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm feeling very abused today. It's Friday the 13th.
Hi.
Stefan, Victoria Keelan, Kara, look at me, and Jennifer Horn are taking advantage of me. They're actually being abusive.
Taking advantage?
What?
Yeah,
we just help you reset your clock, which is clearly
you didn't help me do
mile.
That at all. I did that by myself.
Okay, wait a second. Who said look for the magnifying glass?
Well, I did that, yeah.
Yeah, and who said that? Who? First of all, who even suggested using the clock on your computer?
Moi. That was Victoria.
And then Jen jumped in to help you with PC because
I said,
PCs.
And I said, where's the magnifying glass? And then Phil said, type in clocks and settings. So if you think any of the three of us are being
right,
we've been the geek squad.
You call me
the geek squad to you.
You're basically treating me like my grandson. It does, with some reference to old... You made fun of Victoria, who was making fun of me.
anyway. Look, it's okay. Friday. Just, you know, whew, take a deep breath. It's been a week.
Really?
Yeah.
It has been a week, yes. And I'm trying to bring everybody together here. As a matter of fact, we started.
Are you the DJ somehow. V healer?
So, yeah, I'll be the DJ V healer. Dolly Parton is redefining, as we're speaking about age. She's turning 75 in a couple of months. She's going to join Oprah for a new episode of Apple TV's The Oprah Conversation, which is going to be on tonight. If you want to watch that, Oprah's only 66. As she says in the teaser, as you reach each milestone age, I want to know what impact, if any, does that number have on you? I just had my birthday last week, didn't have any impact on me whatsoever. Other than the abuse I'm getting from these two kids that are here.
You didn't have a milestone birthday.
No, 75 next year, that will be my milestone.
Yeah.
And we were talking about having a big
As far
party.
As milestones go, 30 was really difficult for me.
Awful.
I don't know why.
My 30th birthday was a terrible one. I'm with you. Yeah,
it was weird. 40, fine. I thought I'd be really depressed. No. But 30 was like, I don't know. It was just, that was
I was just getting divorced when I was 30, and that was really oof.
That's tough. It's weird. So you didn't feel like that at your milestone 30 yet, Victoria?
No, I didn't. No, honestly, I haven't. I've had some, like, not great birthdays, but not because of the age or the number, but just, you know, circumstances. But, no, I really, I don't know. I'm kind of like Dolly. I think, Doug, you're the same way.
It's a BS number.
Yeah.
That didn't make any...
I don't think it's a measure of anything. I think that's what I always look at. It's not really a measure of anything other than, you know, like, time is a construct. Like, but other than that, I don't think it measures maturity or happiness or progress or I don't know. I don't think it measures much.
Dolly says, first of all, I ain't never going to be old because I ain't got time to be old.
Oh, I love
that
her.
This is a great line. She then says she's going to be the best I can be at whatever age. I bet you I won't look much different when I'm 95. I think she looks a lot different now. Her face, she's done some stuff to her face.
She's notorious for having a lot of surgeries. She's had
on other parts of her body, but not necessarily.
No, on her face.
Oh, no, her face.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She needs to go see her friend Jane Fonda's facial person then, because Fonda looks better in a sense. She says, I'm like the Gabor sisters. That's an interesting comparative. I'm going to look like a cartoon. I have on my makeup on. I look as young as my plastic surgeons will allow me. I have all the makeup and lighting and all that. But I think more than anything, it's about what comes from inside you. Yes, 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 yes. That's very true. It's an attitude.
She has a light, that's for sure.
Yeah, she does have a light. Absolutely. And her voice is that. Her attitude, her voice. See, to go back to the conversation about who's responsible for healing us? You're responsible for healing you. But when you spend time around somebody like Dolly Parton, you're going to be healed. I remember being asked that by, seen one of my many Van Morrison concerts, the guy who played the trumpet was kind of his stage man. And when the singing was all over, the guy ran onto the stage, grabbed the microphone and asked the audience, have you been healed tonight? And that was, I saw that. In Van Morrison, when he was in San Francisco, I saw him many years ago. And I thought, that was what a fabulous way to end the concert. And the answer was yes. Everybody felt better. And I have a CD of that performance, and every once in a while I play it. And it just is a fabulous, music makes you feel better. I mean, think about all the things to maybe, is it nice to have the thought that maybe somebody that we look up to will make us feel better? Do we look up, does it have to be a politician? Nah, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. It could be you. It could be your father. It could be your mother. It could be your uncle. It could be your aunt. For me, it was guys that were farmers in my neighborhood who became my second fathers. I looked up to them and always felt better with them. And so when you think about what it is today, what makes me feel better when I'm thinking to myself thoughts about family and people that I love and care about and things that I do that are fun for me. People say, you work so much. I work so much because it's fun. I like what I do. So then the day that you wake up and you don't have fun at what you're doing, maybe you ought to look for a new job. And so, I think last month she said she wanted to pose for Playboy for her 75th birthday. She was on the cover of Playboy in 1978. It was very revealing. I do remember that. She said, I might just do it. Do they even have Playboy? Is Playboy online?
It's digital now. Digital. Yeah, I think it's all digital.
What does that mean? Is it online? How do you find it?
Yeah.
If I put Playboy
in my... You have a subscription.
I think you can still get the magazine, though, can't you?
Really?
I thought that they stopped printing it, but maybe for special editions they do? I don't know.
I haven't been to a 7-Eleven in a while. Usually that's where I notice. As you're checking out, they have them behind the counter. You'll see what magazines are back there. But it's been a while,
they
admittedly.
Used to. Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Playboy. You get the magazine.
Really?
You
can't. Googling Playboy.
Well, go to playboy.com.
Like the ad that comes from it.
He just reads it for the articles, right?
It is a digital download, yeah. And it costs $7.99. The Playboy archives you can get, latest issues, yada, yada, yada. Okay, anyway, so that takes care of Playboy. Anyway, meanwhile, back to Dolly Parton. She said being on with Oprah is appropriate because she's got her Holly Dolly Christmas special coming too, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's on December the 6th. So the conversation tonight with Dolly is on Apple TV at 12 midnight. So it'll be on and it'll play over and over and over again at Apple. Is that the only place Oprah appears now is on Apple? Well, she's got her own
exclusive
channel,
show.
Right?
She still has her own, the OWN network, yep. And then on Apple TV Plus, she has her exclusive interview show.
So, not to bring up a sore subject or to put Trump in the mix, but having said that, the media, the news media, and the trades, the broadcast trades, are full of speculation as to what Trump's going to do when he gets out of office. And the whole business of him doing a radio program has really surfaced again yesterday. I even saw in probably what is the foremost trade, the fact that Limbaugh kind of wants to get out because he's in, you know, he's really in horrible. And this is the perfect entree. Trump has often talked about, somebody actually a year or two ago suggested he do a 2-hour talk show from the White House. And he said he didn't want to do it because he didn't want to cut into Limbaugh's audience. And then there are people who say, well, you know, Limbaugh's the consummate, and he is the consummate radio performer, and Trump doesn't know anything about radio, and so would it be smooth? I don't know. It might last for a while. It might be a good thing. Maybe Trump would learn how to do it. Who knows?
I can't picture him without a camera or people in front of him.
Well,
though.
I think
he's
they'd put
a
camera in
he's
front
a TV
of him.
Guy.
I think they'd put it on Newsmax or, you know, he actually could. There are some people who think that he and his family want to buy a cable channel.
I think he wants to do his own media network. I think that's one of the things that he's popped around. But I honestly don't think that this. Here's the thing. You know, it's over. It'll be over when it's over, when the election results are certified. But I think that there are a lot of people, and I think he would probably want to run again. And
In 24? Oh, sure. I think he would. Yeah. I would be surprised.
There's a lot. I don't think he's going to. I think he's going to say he's going to run for the next 4 years. And I think when he sees, you know, when he gets back out into, you know, he doesn't like critics. He loves people who love him. And he's going to have 4 years of people tuning into his network and listening to, hanging on his every word and going to his rallies. I don't think he's going to want to jump back into the public eye where half the country doesn't like him.
Here's what he can do. And whether his real estate stuff is productive, I see a way for him easily to make about $400 million a year in the media, doing and speaking and doing stuff like that.
Right.
He could have a pick.
And he's not going to. I don't think he's going to want to run again. I don't think he wants the job. I don't think he likes the job. I think he's just, you know, I think he's going to be very, very happy doing that new media stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here's speaking of new media, another change. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is going to be held this year, but is it going to be like the last parade? What did we have in the last parade? It was just like it was a phantom of its original self, right? And so this year...
The last one? No, it was regular. It was.
No, I'm talking about the Macy's parade. Was it Easter? When was the last... there was a parade earlier this year that didn't have much going on because of the obvious reasons. I think it was...
We've just been talking about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade for a while because of the question about how it would look.
Mean
Maybe
Girls,
you're thinking Columbus
Hamilton?
Day Parade? That was canceled.
I don't know. There was a Macy's Parade earlier this year or something.
Oh, fireworks. The fireworks. The 4th of July.
The 4th of July.
Yeah, they had to do it. They spread it out around the city so they wouldn't they wouldn't garner one big audience. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what you're saying.
So Dolly's going to be a part of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade,
mm-hmm.
along with Jordan Sparks and Lauren Elena, Brett Young, Jimmy Allen, Noah Cyrus, Patti LaBelle, Pentatonix. We always like the Pentatonix at this time of year, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for not having to come up with a new format, they've gotten a lot of big names.
The Life and Times of the Temptations will perform. So the new Temptations are going to be there.
Well, it's the Broadway cast, yeah. Did you ever see that show before?
I haven't, but I want to know.
Ain't Too Proud? People love it. It got such amazing reviews.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of great music there.
Mm-hmm.
The performance is airing with the rest of the parade Thanksgiving morning, which is, less than 2 weeks away now, 2 weeks from yesterday. Those involved with the performances are going to be COVID tested. We're required to wear masks while they're on the set. The people who are signing on, singing, are going to be allowed to remove their masks, of course. The Broadway League shut down theaters to help stop the spread of the virus back in March. They're not expected to reopen until next summer. Instead of the typical mile-long parade route, the holiday parade, which started, by the way, back in 1924, has been televised on NBC since 1953, will march near Macy's flagship store in New York. How is that store doing, by the way?
That's the one store that they're going to keep open.
Yeah.
There's no Santa Claus visits this year, so that will definitely, the crowds won't be there. But I think that the flagship store will stick around.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a place that it's such a tourist destination.
Oh,
people
yeah.
always want to see it, and it's
so
a beautiful store.
Will people be going
store.
To New York this year
right.
for,
for Christmas? Well, that's the question. Right. Yeah, we don't know. With the tree going up, and I don't know. But the Macy's flagship store, once all this is over, if you've never been, it's really beautiful. It has, I think it's the last remaining wooden escalator in the country.
Cool. Is it?
It's beautiful. There's so many details to it. It's really wonderful.
Speaking of details, the latest DJV download with the ladies and me ranting and raving. I'm talking about veteran treatment and the podcast that's up there now. I'm not happy about what's going on. I haven't been for years, so if you haven't heard me go off on that rant, help yourself to the DJV download. Also, we talk about the Christmas tree that's coming to Rockefeller Center, where that came from, the NASA photo auction. If you haven't heard about that, then you can get the details by listening to the download, and the Rock rebooting his Scorpion King movie, all of that part of the conversation every day, pretty much every day during the week. There's at least four of them during the course of the week, different excerpts of different conversations from the DJV show. You get it at DJV Showdown. Now, let's see, DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
15, or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now. Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's time now at 53 after the hour for Tech Talk, and this is the overview when we get to the end of the week of the hottest items, the top five tech stories of the week, as garnered by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, the announcer during this portion of the program. So I'm going to announce number five, and Jennifer, Victoria is going to tell us what the hot tech gifts are so far listed for the holidays.
Yep, well, we're already into holiday shopping, and so this year is going to look a little bit different. NPD Group, which tracks sales of consumer products, says to expect a holiday filled with non-sexy products like computer monitors, external mice, keyboards, and even routers. So essentially, the trend is everyone's working from home. Most people are still working from home. A lot of kids are still doing distance learning, and essentially, families are stocking up on items that will make all of that easier. Router sales are up 50%, computer monitors are up 80%, and big screen TVs are up 35%. So NPD says that the biggest holiday gift this year will be the next generation video consoles from Sony and Microsoft. So that'll be the Sony PlayStation 5 and Microsoft's Xbox 5. New iPhones, which are generally not considered gifts, people usually buy them for themselves, those are actually predicted to be the biggest sellers of the holiday, along with Apple AirPods and other headsets. So if you are in the market for a new TV, this is actually a great time to buy one. The most popular size now in America is 65 inches, and they will be priced as low as $250 because they're so heavily discounted right now. So it's actually a great time of year. One thing that will be difficult to get a hold of will be laptops. Those have been selling out throughout the year. So other than that, looks like boring computer stuff.
All right, number four, what's going to happen to the streaming platform that belongs to Viacom, which owns CBS?
Right. So Viacom CBS is rebranding the streaming service CBS All Access, which I think most people are familiar with at this point. We've heard of it, but it's going to be called Paramount Plus. And this will be starting in 2021. It's a revamped streaming version. It will carry live sports, including NFL games that air on CBS, live news, thousands of films and TV shows. They're going to have other networks in there like Nickelodeon, MTV, BET, Comedy Central, and then everything that's from the current and backlog of programming from CBS. So this is they already have right now on the free version of this called Pluto TV. They have about 28 million active users. That is free to use, but you have to sit through a bunch of ads. So Paramount Plus will be the premium service, and that will start up next year when they you see the name change of CBS All Access. That's when you'll see the revamp of Paramount Plus.
Because Paramount has its own cable channel now. They have a lot of exclusive Paramount stuff on that channel alone. Number three, the Boring Company isn't so boring.
That's right. Elon Musk has the Boring Company, and this is the tunnel digging venture that he's been working on. His next project looks like it's going to be in Austin, Texas, where his other venture, Tesla, has announced that Austin will be the site for the next factory for making the electric cars. So the Boring Company is actually looking at the soil content, and apparently it's very favorable, and so they've actually started posting some jobs, and they'll be hiring 5,000 workers at an average salary of $47,000. So that's the next big thing that's going to hit Austin.
There you go. Number two, Uber's rolled out something new.
Uber is rolling out a new feature that lets customers book a ride 30 days in advance. It's called Uber Reserve. It's not completely new. It's just now in its own, it has its own name and it has its own section in the app. Lyft, the main competition for Uber, they also have a similar thing that lets you book 7 days ahead. But to be able to book 30 days ahead is really helpful for people who, you know, want to book a trip to the airport if people are flying, or if you want to book a car for a medical appointment or whatever. A lot of people use Uber and Lyft for that. So Uber Reserve has kicked off this week in 20 cities, and they are going to roll out as fast as they can because Uber has taken a huge hit with the pandemic. So they want to make sure that they get some of that business back.
Lyft is certainly, All right, number one this week, Ring recalling their doorbells. This is, look at the numbers here.
Yep, 350,000 Ring doorbells have been recalled. These are the second generation, and 8,700 of them were also sold in Canada. These are $100 doorbells. They're sold on, this is owned by Amazon. They're sold on the Ring's website between June 2020 and October 2020. So if you have a new Ring doorbell, go onto the website and see what they want you to do, because you will have to change the screws. The danger here is that some of them have caught fire. So if you don't want your house to burn down, make sure you know the serial number on the back of your Ring camera. And
are there listeners out there who would like to have their house burned down?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, good to know,
Victoria. Happy hunting.
Yes, right. Yeah, it's 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.